Jealousy is to paint my lips on another her and make them walk the runways of Paris, of Vienna, and of all that will never be again. Jealousy is the sentence on my frustrated imagination, which demands the lips of the other shout my name and say she is me and that the other is her too. Jealousy is my shadow, unfolding, usurping other women's graces while moving away from what we were. Chasing it, chasing myself, since I no longer know how to accept myself without you. Jealousy is the implicit, not explicit, a compass that explodes and points toward two opposite norths, fleeing in both ways. Jealousy rises like a threat when the mirror holds not one, not two, not three, but several me's, and they are my reflection unraveling, diverging into many selves, me with the imagination aflame, and my duel between possession and romance. The erotic, the romantic, the intellectual, or the creative side are more than the complicity I once thought I treasured. Jealousy hounds the mystery and is the time that executes me slowly on me toward an end in itself. No longer there. Not as I wished. And if it still is, I cannot say. I feel it being lost as it moves away. Yes. It's jealousy born of absence. The I'm ignoring you with all my might. It's my heart bursting out of my mouth, beating outward, cause what I feel is changing and it's as real as a trap. Here, caged, I try to believe the other her isn't like me and that she isn't like him. Today I am an I wish caught within a desire that I cannot make come true. This is how a heart breaks in an instant, when the truth shatters it, when you wound it, when you silence it. Or this self-imposed urge to desire and to read my own interests on another's lips, willing myself to misread them. Yes, this is how a heart fractures into a thousand instants. She, the concrete other, real, imperfect. She, the symbolic other, my imagination. She, the other in you, tragic complicity. Who is she? Are my jealousies the consequence of a desire undone? If he is gone, if today his hand circles her waist and confides the words that once were meant for me, being they, today, accomplices to all that I no longer am.